So what do you do when life just doesn't make sense? When you can't put the pieces together? Ecclesiastes 8:14 says, "There is a vanity that takes place on earth." Here it is. "There are righteous people to whom it happens according to the deeds of the wicked, and there are wicked people to whom it happens according to the deeds of the righteous." Solomon says, I said that this is also vanity. Life doesn't always make sense, does it? Some things we experience just don't fit nicely into our box of expectations. You see, we like to be in control, and we can control things we understand that fall into our line of thinking. But when we can't understand how and why things happen, the control eludes us. David Gibson writes a book about this called Living Life Backwards. And listen to what he says. He says, "In some measure, we can't understand how the world works. But why does it always rain on the days when you don't bring your umbrella? Why is the line you don't join in the supermarket always quicker than the one you do? Why do you feel low even when you can't really put a finger on a specific cause? Why do people you know and love die young or suffer long-term ill health while the dictator lives in prosperity into his old age?" We could add our list of whys. "Why have you provided Mr. or Miss Wright for my non-Christian friend, but not for me? Why did my church-going husband leave and her non-Christian husband, he's a model of marriage? Why can't we have a child?" And they're on number six. "Why do people who are godless seem to experience blessing? Why do the godless prosper?" That's what Solomon was asking. That's what we ask. But I got to tell you, there's a long line of people asking that same question. And one of the first men in line, well, his name was Asaph. He wrote Psalm 73. Asaph lamented that he had kept his heart clean, and the wicked increased in riches, and he says it this way, they live long, fat, and sleek lives. Asaph said, "But when I thought how to understand this, it seemed to me a wearisome task until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I discerned their end." We will not always know the ways of God, but we know that they are always right and good. His ways are eternal. This life will not always make sense until that first step into heaven. Then everything will finally fit together. Father, we trust you even when we can't understand how you're working. We follow you even when the fog covers the path and it's hard to see. Believe in you even when doubt and darkness invade our hearts. We love you even when our emotions are dulled by disappointment, even when our questions come into our heart. Even then we cling to you. And we thank you, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.